I want you guys to close your eyes for a second. I want you to vision a world without music. Can you see your life going about your day without music in your daily life? I don't think so. See, music, it plays an important part in people's lives. It's powerful. It's beautiful. It tells a beautiful story. A lot of pain. Happiness. Brings people together. Stimulates the mind. Touches the body, the soul, the heart. See, this is Moody's Point off the Waves World Podcast Network. The show where we highlight and celebrate the love, the art of music. Dawson had a creek. Moody had a point. Wondering why I play Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith and not play that little blame game with Kanye I played the blame game with John Legend and Kanye with that little Chris Rock skit. Gotta put two and two together. Welcome back to another episode of Moody's Point. I'm pretty sure you guys know. You know, you've seen the internet, it's all over the internet, you've seen the news. You probably seen the actual slap. My man Chris Rock got the slap, spit slapped out his mouth by Will motherfucking Smith. This man just said, fuck it, do not talk about my wife no more. Although the G.I. Jane joke was really not that bad. I get it, she has alopecia, she has hair loss. But at the same time, it's like, he's a comedian. Comedians do that shit. They gon' always joke with you. They gon' always strike it low and hit you with the low blow. It's just what they do. It's what they get paid to do. They don't give a fuck. Their goal is to make you laugh. Their goal is to make fun of you. Okay? And Will Smith, it's like, why are you overreacting, bro? First of all, it all goes back to that Red Table Talk, where the fuck that show is that Jada Pinkett Smith had, where she brought Will on this show and personally told this motherfucker that he was in entanglement with motherfucking August Alsina. And then what makes matters worse is, like, you already have a fucked up. Your wife is, I don't know. She still has feelings for Tupac, even though he's dead. Your daughter is writing letters to a dead man. You feel me? Which is even more weird. We don't talk about Jaden and what he's been going through, or how he's transitioned. You feel me? He's in his own little world as well. But your own wife telling you that she had an entanglement with a motherfucker named August. A motherfucker named August was entangling with your wife. You feel me? Like, she's treating you like shit, Will Smith. She's treating you bad. You don't deserve a girl like Jada Pinkett Smith in your world. And what has it done for you, bro? You're a great actor. One of the top actors, greatest actors that this earth has ever seen. You know what I'm saying? I, Robot. Motherfucking Men in Black. Independence Day, I should say. Bad Boys. I am Legend, Hancock, Focus, Concussion, Bright, the Fresh Prince of fucking Bel-Air, bro. Like, your accolades and your discography speaks for itself. You are a GOAT, my guy. And I applaud you, kind of, for sticking it through with the love you have for your wife at the end of the day, regardless of how she's going to treat you. Because she treat you like shit. You know, you're mentally not there. You're mentally fucked up. You're assaulting motherfuckers who are not going to assault you back. Although, I mean, Chris Rock wanted to assault him back. He could, because Chris Rock is a Bed-Stuy nigga. And niggas in Bed-Stuy, they don't play. Like, I've seen everybody hates Chris. You feel me? Bed-Stuy, I think, if I'm not mistaken, isn't, I want to say Jay-Z is from Bed-Stuy too. And, like, my man, you know, Jay-Z came out, got it, you know, out the mud too. Slinging that drug dude gotta do before he became one of the greatest hip-hop artists as we've seen. You feel me? I think he's from Bed-Stuy. Let me check. Jay-Z's from Bed-Stuy. You feel me? Chris Rock is from Bed-Stuy too. I seen everybody hates Chris. I seen the shit he had to go through. Shit, his brother Tony Rock, he said it on his show. He said he'd be damned. If he was there, he'd be damned if Will Smith walks up on stage and slap his brother while he's in attendance. Because Tony Rock don't ride for his brother, you feel me? And it's funny because I went on YouTube and I watched the Corey Holcomb interview where he was talking about the same incident. And his feelings towards Jada Smith is how certain up, it's like split down the middle, but I feel where Corey Holcomb is coming from. I mean, it's one thing to defend your wife because she is your wife and you should not let no other man disrespect your wife. And right in front of you, too. You feel me? Like, why are you in the presence? She disrespected Jada. Even if the joke was, you know, a meaningless joke, you know, you made fun of her right in front of him. You felt some type of way. I get you. You got to defend the honor of your wife. You don't want nobody talking about your wife. He said, keep his wife's name out your mouth. Chris Rock kind of, you know, he kind of overdid the boundary. Overstepped the boundaries. Bent the rules a little bit. But he, like I say, he's a comedian. That's what comedians do. They don't give a fuck. They're making jokes, you know, try to control the crowd. And that's what he was doing. And Will Smith said, fuck it. The devil got in his body. He got out of character. Went up there and slapped the shit out of him. Now, you know, Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington, Samuel L. Jackson, they came up to him and, you know, consoled him, calmed him down. What was weird to me, though, after that incident, he ends up winning Oscar for Best Actor for, what was it, King Richard? It's a pretty good movie. I didn't see it, but I heard good reviews. I'm going to have to watch it. Yeah, so he ended up winning Oscar right after that for the slap. And then, instead of feeling the regret of the slap, my man's partying after, in the after party, partying with his Oscar in his hand. You feel me? Like, he slapped his ass and we just go to forget about it, I guess. But that's the mood I got after he won the Oscar and just went over dancing to, I think it was Getting Jiggy With It in the background. Pretty funny. And then everybody had their take on it. But going back to what Corey Holcomb said, I guarantee you, it was Chris Rock, okay? You don't really expect Chris Rock to be physical. Chris Rock is just a funny motherfucker. He's from Bed-Stuy, don't get me wrong. A nigga from Bed-Stuy, maybe he's, you know, bigger man, mature, professional, being professional. He could have acted out, retaliated, could have started a fight. But he said, nah, you know, his career is more important. He's going to swallow the L. He got a big tour ever since that slap now. His tickets for his tours skyrocketed. The price has skyrocketed to the top. His shows are now sold out because everybody's expecting and want a response from him. He's saying he's not going to open his mouth unless you pay him. So now he's using that situation in his favor. The ball's in his court now. Yeah, he got slapped by Will Smith. But now he's about to get that back because you want to know how he feels? He probably could give a fuck. He probably taking harder hits than that. Like I said, you watch Everybody Hates Chris. If that show is almost fully detailed what he used to go through as a kid, I'm pretty sure he's been through way worse. You feel me? A motherfucker slapping the taste out of you a lot of TV ain't really shit. Because Chris Rock will still make his money. Chris Rock is still wealthy. Movies, comedy shows, Saturday Night Live. You know, his accolades speak for itself. He's still going to make his bag. You feel me? And now, with his tour, stand-up tour, out now, his tickets are skyrocketed. Shows are sold out. They're going to end up paying him because they want to know the response. It's a win, well, a loss for Will Smith because the man is now banned for 10 years at the Academy Awards, which is kind of fucked up. But at the same time, I mean, he fucked up and couldn't control himself. And I wonder how Jada feels about that. Oh, my husband just got suspended for the Academy Awards for a decade. Now he canceled his movies that he had in production. Like, now Bad Boys 4 going to be delayed. I Am Legend 2 going to be delayed. Probably, they say Michael B. Jordan's going to damn near replace him, which why would I want a Michael B. Jordan in I Am Legend 2? Fuck that. Will Smith should be I Am Legend 2. I don't want no motherfucker replacing him. But then they're probably everybody's gonna replace his big roles or just scrap out them productions at all. It's gonna be a minute till we see sequels again. Yes, no more Bad Boys 4 is gonna be delayed. I Am Legend 2 gonna be delayed. Bright 2 is gonna be delayed. I mean, I feel like, I think Bel Air, that little, first of all, I know it's off subject, but everybody's been going crazy over the TV show Bel Air. I am not a big fan. I never seen it. I heard about it. I seen the trailer for it. It just, you gotta think about the different demographics of this shit. So, The Fresh Prince of Bel Air is a comedy. Yeah, it has some touching moments, some sad moments, but some moments that, you know, some real life shit. Like the episode where, like, his dad, you know, the dad part, you know, the last episode where everybody moved out and he was in the house by himself. It had, you know, the Carlton situation. I think I forgot the episode where, like, you know, he was trying to get to the fraternity and they say he wasn't black enough. That episode, certain episodes off the actual comedy of The Fresh Bel-Air in the 90s. Touching moments, but this new Bel Air, it's just too goddamn, you know, it's a full-on drama. It's no laughing parts. I don't think it's any funny laughing scenes in this new TV show called Bel Air. Everybody's different. The characters from The Fresh Prince of Bel Air are nothing like the, you know, characters. They're completely different. Like, you know, Jeffrey is a fucking, what, goon. This man is a, you know, he's a fucking goon. Carlton, he's not square. He's not a fucking square in the Bel Air TV show now. Like, I haven't even heard of Hillary and fucking Ashley, who's playing them. I'm pretty sure their characters are different. Jazz, don't get me started. I mean, if Jazz is not getting thrown out the goddamn mansion, I don't want to see it. God knows what Uncle Phil's. Well, Uncle Phil probably got the same demeanor and attitude, but I feel like that's different too. I'm pretty sure they don't got two Aunt Vivs. They don't got Nikki. So everything's different, you know what I'm saying? But like, you gotta think about it. What that slap that Will Smith, you know, did to Chris Rock, how does that affect the TV show Bel Air? Do we not fuck with it no more? Because I think Will was executive producer of that shit. And now that Will is probably gonna go AWOL for a few years, damn near a decade. God knows how long when. Shit, they probably won't renew it for another season. You feel me? So Bel Air gonna fall out. It's probably gonna be a show that we completely forget about. But I feel like he just needs to get away from Jada, bro. Just file for the divorce. You know, pay your child support for your kids. But you don't, I mean, your kids are well off. They're good. Jaden's making his money. You know, his activities are questionable, but that's on him. Willow doing her thing, whatever it is. I don't know what she's done. The last time I heard Will Smith, she was on a song with fucking Kid Cudi. That was like, what, 2016? So God knows what she's doing now. His other kids, I guess they're doing all right. But I feel like he just needs to separate from Jada completely. You had a good run. Jada clearly still has feeling for Tupac, even though Tupac's not Earth no more. You know, Jada was always Tupac's girl. You feel me? And August Alsina's girl, apparently. And God knows who else girl she was part of. She was probably for the streets. She probably always been for the streets. You feel me? And we'll just blind on love. He just blind off of love. Love makes you blind. He's torn. He's heartbroken. You've seen the episode. You know, when basically she just right in his face told him, yeah, I fucked August Alsina. You know what I'm saying? I never felt that way about that guy. I don't know if it's like that, but basically saying you needed a break for Will, find some new dick, and what did you do? Broke that man's spirit on national TV. You can see, like, his face was a meme. You feel me? Just, I don't know. It's, you need to get rid of Jada. Just let her go, bro. Just leave Jada alone. Focus on yourself, King. You're a GOAT. Focus on yourself. You can pull any Hollywood bitch or any bitch that you can. You're fucking Will Smith, bro. You don't need Jada Pinkett Smith. I don't even like Jada Pinkett Smith. The only time I liked Jada Pinkett Smith was in fucking Matrix as Niobe. That's the only time I could tolerate Jada Pinkett Smith. I didn't care for her and fucking Set It Off. I didn't care for her in Poetic Justice. Fuck Jada Smith. Pinkett Smith, bro. She was for the streets before we even knew who she really was as an actor. And her demeanor, her, what she, you know, she, you don't need that in your life, Will. You don't. Now, I was trying to say, going back to the Corey Holcomb incident, he was talking about comedians that Will would never even think to smack if it was a different comedian in that place at that time talking shit about his wife. Like, can you see DC Young Fly? He's talking about DC Young Fly. You know, what if he was the one making fun of Jada Pinkett Smith? I honestly doubt Will Smith was going to smack DC. DC is a street nigga, bro. He might be a comedian. He might be big now. You know, he might not have the wildin' out clout no more. He's pretty big from a, you know, a new era comedian type of shit. Carlos, you know, Carlos Miller probably would talk hella shit about, you know, Jada and Will's shit they got going on. He wouldn't dare to smack Carlos. Carlos the OG. He don't give a fuck. Should Dave Chappelle, maybe the skinny Dave Chappelle back in the day before he went out to Africa, but this new Dave Chappelle, swallowed it. I don't think he would smack Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle look like he could fight now, bro. You know, he don't give a fuck. You see, he didn't give a fuck with his little Netflix controversy he had in this skit when he came back, you know. Cat Williams, I mean, I feel like he can slap Cat Williams now. Maybe the Cat Williams in his prime back in the early 2000s, he wouldn't dare to slap. But now, ever since I seen that little kid whip his ass, and he's always in trouble, I don't know. I feel like Cat doesn't have it. He don't have the juice. If somebody come up to him and test him, he probably get his ass beat. I feel like Will probably slap his ass. You feel me? Who else? Corey Holcomb. He wouldn't dare to slap Corey Holcomb. Corey Holcomb don't give a fuck. It's a big motherfucker, too. He'll probably... Well, Will's a big motherfucker, too, but... Those... I feel like if Will and Corey Holcomb got into a fight, it'd probably be strictly hands. Corey look like he got hands. He look like a gangster-ass nigga. D.L. Hughley don't play that shit. He raw. He don't give a fuck. I don't think he will smack D.L. I don't know. He might. D.L. He talks his shit, but I don't know. Physically, I don't know if he would step up to play go toe-to-toe. Because I do forget not only that Will Smith is kind of built. He's strongly built, but he did fucking play Ali. You feel me? So he got hands. He got hands. And you see how fast that slap was. But it's one thing to be an actor and be able to fight as a portray a boxer and fight. But I don't know. A lot of motherfuckers don't give a fuck. They just, they street niggas don't care. And some street comedians out there don't give a fuck. Who else? I don't think Corey Oakham, DC, Carlos. He was talking about a lot. Yeah, Mike Epps. Mike Epps don't give a fuck. He ain't gonna slap Mike Epps. Mike Epps about that shit. The Indianapolis, born and raised motherfucker. He don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Mike Epps will even allow Will to step to him like that and try to smack his ass. You know what I'm saying? Who else? Bernie Mac. I don't think it would smack Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac don't look like rest in peace to Bernie Mac, one of the GOATs, Kings of Comedy. I don't think he will step up to Bernie and smack his ass. I don't think Bernie don't play that shit. Shit, Cedric. He wouldn't dare to smack Cedric. Cedric don't play that shit either. He'll make fun of your ass all day long. You don't give a fuck. Shit, Steve Harvey too. Don't let the what Family Feud shit fool you. You feel me? I don't think Steve plays that shit either. I don't think he'll let no motherfucker smack his ass either. So yeah, a lot of these comedians out there, I mean, I feel like if you ask them if they was in the same shoes as Chris Rock during that time where he said what he said about Jada, I don't think they would regret it. They probably did the same thing. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you gotta control the crowd. I don't think Chris Rock was the MC of the Oscars or the host, but I mean, you gotta, you know, make whatever time they give you on there. You can't just go strictly in there and present the award. You gotta liven up the crowd, get the crowd, you know, hype. And that's what comedians do. So when it comes down to this Will Smith and Chris Rock situation, I just look at it like this. Will, you just need a break. Focus on yourself, young king. You're a great, great individual. You have a good heart. And bitches like Jada Pinkett Smith, they all out here, man. They out here. They don't care. They don't give no fucks. What is really love these days? Marriages don't really last forever. They're not like the old days where, like, your grandparents and your parents were married for, like, what, 40 years and 50 years anniversaries. Like, shit, probably the longest a marriage lasts now in this age, in this era. Maybe no more than, like, 2-3 months. No, not 3 months. Maybe a year. I give it a year or two. These marriages last because the lust, the love slowly falls away. They drift away. The partners don't really like each other like that no more. They can barely stand being in the same household. They got kids. They got to just do what they got to do to be there for the kids. But there's only so much they can take, you know, and sacrifice for the kid. Because they can't stand the fucking partner. Or, like, it comes down to cheating. Where, like, the partner wants to search for other opportunities and other, you know, sexual pleasures with somebody else. Because they always look at the mindset as well. So it's another motherfucker out there who could put it down. If not the same as you, but better. Or a girl. Or for a guy. Or for a girl. You know what I'm saying? I feel like when shit gets tough in a relationship, you guys don't really see this, you know, eye to eye no more like you used to. You guys bickering and bantering with everybody. You don't show him or her the attention that you did when you first met. They go out searching for a plan B. I don't know if that was the case for Will Smith. Maybe Will Smith, you know, the love Will Smith had for Jada wasn't enough. Or maybe, like I said, she was just too attached and, you know, never got over Tupac and their little fling. You feel me? And, like, Will, it seemed like the right, you know, fill-in, maybe for her at the time. But, like I said, she wanted to explore somewhere else. Just bullshit entanglement by August, which kind of fucked up August's career because after that shit came out, his music career kind of went down the toilet. And now this motherfucker writing books and shit. Talking, he's about to write a book about the entanglement from his side of the story. Like, motherfucker, we don't want to hear your side of the story. We don't care, okay? Fuck it. You fucked Jada Pinkett Smith. Good. That's probably the only thing you got on your resume besides your 2-3 fucking hits you had like 10 years ago, bro. So, just to be aware, basically, my final thought of this whole Chris Rock Will situation. Will just got out of line. He just got out of character. Overreacted. Got a little bit emotional over his wife. You gotta protect your wife. I get you. I feel you. You know, I respect that. You gotta stand up for somebody talking shit about your wife in front of you. Because that shit is kind of annoying. You feel me? You gotta stand up for your peoples. I get you. Cause this is the mother of his kids. This is the mother of his kids. Well, you know, that's the mom of his kids, you feel me? He can't let the mom of his kids get disrespected on national TV. So his kids watching. His kids probably saw, I'm pretty sure his kids saw, you know, their mother getting disrespected and joked about her hair loss. Even this is a, it might not be a important situation, or, you know, to us, but to her, it probably was a personal situation. Probably, you know, it doesn't, she doesn't like, you know, it, she kind of probably struggles with that. Makes her not feel as pretty as she is because of her hair loss. Who knows? Different sides to the whole situation. Fact of the matter is, Will, just gotta get your head back together, bro. Go get that hope. I personally think you should separate from Jada, but all you know is best for you, man. You've been married for her for a long time. If you feel like the marriage is salvageable, you're sticking it out for Jada and Willow and the other kids, and hats off to you, man. Just, shit, get that hope. You know, get back to the old Will Smith. Go make your movies again, because King Richard, I heard, was a very great movie. I would definitely go to see it. Chris Rock, I don't know, we're anticipating his response to what happened that night. He's going to say it. He wants to be paid for it, so be on the lookout for that. And yeah, that's how I felt about the situation. It's weird. What a way to start 2022, right? Go from Antonio Brown jogging off and quitting on his team to Kanye's fucking situation with Kim. And ironically, AB and Kanye are, you know, been seen together a lot lately. Shit, even Kanye now, he's going through some mental problem. Well, not mental problem, but he needs a break. You feel me? He got pulled from Coachella's, from Headline Coachella, because of his antics with fucking, that is weird though. Like, these, you know, you've been married for as a person for a long time, but who knows how the relationship goes. You guys stop falling in love with each other to a certain extent. Now, like Kim Kardashian with Pete Davidson now. Kanye's mad, he can't get over it. He didn't take the L, but he has to fall back. Only thing he'd be is a father to his kids. Just to see that the mother of his kids is fucking with somebody else that's not him. You feel me? That shit hurts. I don't know how that situation is. I feel like it'd be a hurtful situation. The only thing you could do is be a good father. While you realize that your ex-wife and the mother of your kids is either piping down somebody else or happy with somebody else. There's nothing you can do about it. You just gotta accept it. Move on. You can find somebody else. Or you just gotta just keep thugging out. Do your thing. I know it sucks. But like I said, the way 2022 is going with all these weird controversies. And now March and April. Well, March was dominated by the Will Smith slap. Well, end of March, beginning of April. God knows what May is going to bring. My goal, well, I would just want May. I want May strictly to be focused on me hopefully seeing 28. The age 28, my 2 years before I hit the dirty 30. And I know I'm going off topic, but I just want to reflect on how being 20, turning 20, and all fast forwarding all the way up to now, about to be 28, how life has turned. Life is a weird turn of events. You never know what path or what door you might open, what door you might close, what path you might go. You might go left. You think going left will be good for you. You find some detours. You know, you circle back, rewind, go a different way. And I feel like doing and experiencing a lot of things in the 20s, all the way up to now, I'm trying to prepare myself for the chapter 3 of my life, of my 30s. I feel like all the things I've learned and seen, experienced, and, you know, witnessed from 20 up to 28, I feel like these last 2 years of me being 20, I live it up, set myself up for the right moment situation. Where I could hopefully take off in 30, you know, take off. So, I mean, every day is something different. Every day, learn something new. Every day, something new goes your way, or, you know, flies your way that you least expect. Triple H, you know, he used to say it all the time in his promo back in the day. You either adapt or perish. You adapt to the changes. You adapt to the things that are thrown to you. And it could be like 8 different things thrown to you at once. You only got two hands. You can only catch and, you know, grasp certain things. You feel me? You can only grasp and catch so many different things that don't to you. You just got to make plans. You can make backup plans. Figure out the best possible solution. Don't get stressed when you find a problem that you can't solve. Think about it. Take a deep breath. Really analyze the problem. Find a situation. There's always a plan A, a plan B, a situation A, situation B. A cause and effect. Find the best cause so the effect of that cause is a good cause. I mean, a good cause or effect, if that makes any sense. I know that's a little bit off topic from the Will and the Jada and the Chris Rock situation, but I just thought I'd throw that in there as this show is closing down. I mean, as the time is winding down for this episode. But yeah, that's my two cents, and that's how I felt of Chris Rock's situation, the Will Smith situation. And what Corey Holcomb said in his interview was pretty, pretty interesting, and I agree with him. Totally agree. You just gotta keep it moving, man. Females come and go. Or to all the females out there, these men, these niggas, or these, you know, these niggas, they go come and go too. Shit's out. Somebody, it's gonna be somebody out there for you. You feel me? Don't harp over it. Sometimes it takes a long time for you to get over that person, but I feel like we'll just move on, my guy. Find somebody truly, truly loves you out there. Cause I don't think Jada really loves you like that. I don't think she never did. She has the balls to go out there and tell you she was entangling it right in the face. He's a good one, cause like you tell a regular nigga who don't give a fuck or have nothing to lose. You was an entanglement behind a random ass nigga behind your back. Oh man, that man would have fucking spit ham. But shout out to Will though, he had the patience to just be the bigger man, you know. Whatever, respond. I didn't see the whole interview, but I mean, it's been a minute since I seen that interview. I didn't go back and look at it again, but he handled it the best way he could. You feel me? I'm going to pray for that, man. Pray for our brothers like that. Hopefully, he's in a stable mental state where you don't let that affect him. Because we need powerful leaders out there. We need him. You know what I'm saying? We need to lift up our black kings out there. Will Smith's in some down times right now. Just pray for the brother. That's all you can do. So, yeah, that's what, for that thing being said, how I feel about the situation. Hopefully, them two, maybe Chris Rock and Will Smith will talk it out, laugh about it, put that shit behind them, and then move on to bigger and better things. With that being said, I bid you guys with a nice little song to take us out. You guys be safe out there. More Moody Point episodes coming soon. Like I said in the last episode I did, I'm going to get on that shit. I'm going to consistently try to keep doing and producing episodes for you guys. Can't keep slacking like that again. I do not want to go on another hiatus like that. Because I felt I missed out on a lot of good key opportunities and ideas I had. You feel me? I had a lot of great ideas that I wanted to put on. Wasn't able to do it, so we'll see. Your boy's gonna produce some more shit for you guys, so just bear with me. I'll leave you with this song. Moody out.
You think you know me?
Soft as shit, bitch.